Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, adults of all ages, this is your friendly neighborhood Pinhead 198 back after a very long hiatus. Actually, not long enough. It's been a long time. Partially because I really don't care about this shit anymore, but not because I don't appreciate who the three people that actually listen to this shit, but it gets to the point where you don't give a fuck about doing anything once you get into the mindset that I'm in right now. But hey, we're gonna shoot some shit, talk about some shit. No, there's not going to be very much wrestling talk, because I'm over wrestling at this point. Wrestling's for the fucking birds. It's infantile baby shit, and I'm getting tired of it. I don't give a fuck that you got rid of the old man and shit can, Vince McMahon. Nothing's going to change. Because nobody wants to learn the craft. We just want to sit back and masturbate on TikTok, and play on our fucking Twitch streams, and play video games with our friends, and that's all well and good. I ain't against it. But when you're more worried about that than working on the fucking craft that you're fucking making a living off of the fucking business, your head should be used to open the fucking wrestling door and throw you the fuck out on your ass. But that's just my humble opinion. I'm more in the state of mind of Jim Cornette than Kenneth Omega and his fucking lackeys and all their idiot friends. But anyway, so I'm done with that. We're going to move toward back to what this channel, this podcast was supposed to be about in the first place. And that's sci-fi and horror. And we, from since I've last had an episode, we've gotten quite a bit. Some grot, some really good. We're going to talk about it. One thing we are going to talk about, as we played that intro song, you know that. Obviously, it's a Little Richard song, but we know what was made famous, because Predator. We got Prey out, finally. The I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, according to some people that have seen it. The woke Predator movie. And I really thought that's what it was going to be, but boy, was I pleasantly surprised and wrong. We also got to talk about Not a Planet Earth, Jordan Peele's new movie, or Nope. We're going to have a discussion about that, because part of me enjoyed it and a part of me just wants to grab Jordan Peele by the throat and give him a Mortal Kombat fucking fatality, because this pretentious bullshit gets old. And I'm talking about everybody doing it. The pretentious, elevated horror shit, it needs to stop. It needs to fucking go. I want to bust some of your fucking teeth out that brought that shit into this fucking great, great genre of filmmaking known as horror. And you're doing it in sci-fi, too. It's fucking aggravating. I wish you would all just drop off the face of the fucking planet. Stay in your lane. Go do your shitty art house dramas and comedies and all that other shit. Don't bring it here to horror and sci-fi. We don't want you. Stay the fuck out. Or as Jordan would say, get the fuck out. So we'll talk about Not a Planet Earth. Nope. What's the next one gonna be? Nah, that's the sequel, Nah. Because you can't call it Nope 2. You're going to have to call it Nah. Or Hell Nah. Like, fucking stupid. But we'll get into it, because there were some great things in it. There was some really good, especially that first act and a half of the film. You had me. I was sitting there eating my popcorn, enjoying it, and then we got the subplot, and we'll get into that. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's been so long. I think I talked about the Resident Evil series. Actually, I might have not talked here. I talked about it on Filmmaker Mike and the Boys. I'll state my opinion on here. But boy, and it's going to be short, because there's nothing to say about that piece of fucking dumpster fire. It is a fucking dog's dinner of a series. And the fact that it's getting a second season is just, it's laughable. When you're more consumed with being woke and pushing an agenda instead of, I don't know, telling a fucking story. That's why your shows fucking suck now. Because you guys fucking suck. You're pieces of dog shit. So we'll get into that. And then we'll talk about the Halloween Ends issue. Because now we've got not just a rumor, But because of the two screenings that happened, one happened in Los Angeles, and then another one happened, I think, at Comic-Con in San Diego, if I'm not mistaken. But two screenings were shown, and different people, both screenings got different endings. So one group of people loved one ending, and then the other people hated the other ending. On top of that, now it's not just a rumor. We're getting corroborated substantial evidence that we might have two Michael Myers and a copycat, and we're going to get into that. And how, when I'm hearing stuff like this, it's checking all the boxes of what I fear this will be: a shitty ending to a completely shitty, mediocre trilogy. I now think Halloween 20, I used to not like it. I gave it its merits, but I now think Halloween, compared to this dog shit that we're hearing and what we got from Halloween Kills, Halloween 2018 is a fucking masterpiece compared to this shit we're going to be getting and the shit we got in Halloween Kills. Great, you escalated the body count. You made it more violent. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You turned it into a Friday the 13th movie. Good for you. You know you could also do that and tell a good story. I don't know. Scream 5 did it. That's why I was shocked, especially it being in January, the month where movies go to die. Scream 5 was fantastic. Now that I think about it more and more often, now that I've seen it more than twice, compared to you dog shit gruel eaters over there in the Halloween camp, Halloween's Citizen Kane, or Scream 5 is Citizen Kane compared to what you're doing. Because at least they're trying something, not just new, but they're trying to tell a story while killing people in the movie, because it is about a murderer. You guys can do both, but you, Blumhouse, can't figure this out, because they're consumed with the bag. Not telling story, not directing good films, it's just about the bag. I'd like to put your fucking head in a bag, Jason. You're a piece of white trash. And I'll stand by that until the day I die. You're fucking grot garbage and you should be ran out of the goddamn business, you piece of dog shit. You're a fucking horror movie grifter. I'm not going to get into another rant, because you want to hear a rant on me doing on Jason Blum, you can listen to the last couple episodes, because I've done it multiple times before I left out for over a month. Fuck Jason Blum. Fuck his bag. Like I said, his head and his body should be put in a fucking bag. A body bag. But let's not go too far, because we'll get canceled, which I don't give a fuck anymore, as you can tell. So let's get into the first review. We're going to talk about Woke. No, not Nope. Woke. From another planet. We're going to go from one predator to another predator, because, and I'm going to spoil shit for Nope, so if you don't want to hear it, you better get out now, because we're going from one Predator movie from Prey to another Predator movie of Nope. And yes, it is a Predator. That is the big reveal. That's the M, because he does an M. Night Shyamalan twist. It is not a UFO. We're going to get that clearly straight. That's why it's called Not a Planet Earth and not extraterrestrial or some stupid hood shit made out of alien. Like, this is something else. So we'll get into it. It'll be very spoiled because the movie's been out for, it's going on its fourth, fifth week by the time I'm recording this. If you haven't seen it at this point, you're not going to. You're waiting for it to come on VOD, and at that point, I don't give a fuck if you get spoiled, because you're not making any effort, so fuck it. But we're getting to Prey first, because, you know, Woke, as everybody's calling it or has called it. The funny thing is, a lot of people that are calling it Woke, and you haven't even seen it. And unlike Nope and all these other movies that are in the theater exclusively, it's not that hard because everybody has the package deal of Disney, Hulu, and ESPN. So you have no excuse not to see it. So if you're making comments about it and you haven't seen it, go fuck yourself. And I'd say that about any movie, whether I liked it or hated it, because if you haven't seen it, you don't deserve to have an opinion on it. It's that simple. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You haven't seen the film. I saw the trailer and I heard from people. That don't mean fuck all. That means you're brain dead, and you like to follow fucking people like a mindless RoboCop robot. And in that case, you're completely useless to the fucking human race, and nobody cares about your fucking opinion. Sorry, not sorry, but let's get into the review. I know, I'm being a little diva bitch today, but I don't give a fuck. I'm fed up. I'm fed up with humanity altogether being this fucking stupid. And they're trying to make an art out of being fucking stupid. Prey, on Hulu, and it does not have a theatrical release, which is an even further less of an excuse why you shouldn't have seen it, because it is exclusive for Hulu. You cannot go to the theater to see this, which we'll talk about that too, which I thought was a completely fucking stupid reason. A stupid thing to do, I should say, excuse me. Especially when you know you have a movie that will be well received by everybody. Not just woke SJW critics, like Mr. H. Mr. H hates these other films, just like me, the other Predator films, and he hates that shit. I hate it too. When woke is put in there for a purpose and it serves the story, you can be as woke as you want. SJW all you want, but when you just do it because reasons, it makes you look fucking pathetic, and you're not doing anything to help the cause. You're making it worse, actually. But Mr. H gave this a solid review, and when I heard him, he's harsh on these things, especially Alien and Predator films, because we haven't had any good ones lately. We've had and this is being nice, we've had a 10-year run of both shitty Alien and Predator films. And the Alien series, for those of you that are excited for the FX Alien series coming out maybe next year or the year after, buckle up, because it's going to be extra stupid. That shit's going to be woke just because reasons. And that shit's fucking pathetic. But Prey clocks in at 1 hour and 39 minutes. Let's look at the cast. I'm not even going to try and attempt these names because I know I'll murder them unless I know the actor. And I don't. I know I won't, because this is all a Native American cast of a tribe. So it's all Native Americans, which is really fucking cool. But it's just, I don't know any of these people. I just know the director, and I barely knew it was Dan Trachtenberg who did 10 Cloverfield Lane, which was a solid, fantastic sci-fi movie that's not really a Cloverfield film, even though we like to pretend it is. Amber Midhunter, she's a Naru. She's the main, you know, and this is a little ridiculous because you guys need to stop with these movies where women can go in, these 80-pound soaking wet girls can go in and dispatch a whole room of 6'9", 385-pound men like a drop of a hat. It's absurd. And I'll bring that as a negative. She just, everybody, and so I'm going to warn you now, we're going to get into spoiler territory, so 3, 2, 1. Okay, you've been warned. If you haven't seen Prey at this point and you want to, go away. And come back when you've seen it. And you can, you know, he's a fucking idiot or you agree. But if unless you don't care, that was your warning shot. It is absurd. Especially when Arnold in the first film barely came out with his life and he was a fucking beast, a tank. He had more technologically advanced weapons, okay? Even though it was the late 80s, he's still more technologically advanced than what 1877 or whenever the fuck this is supposed to take place. It's a prequel. Yeah, it was 300 years ago, so it is absurd that a man like that could barely make it out, and he almost didn't make it out. He almost died, especially when, and he didn't even kill the Predator, if we're getting, he didn't kill the Yatcha. He didn't kill the Predator. The Predator self-destructed because it knew it was going to be defeated, so it's like, fuck you, we're both going to go, because that's what the Predator would do. If he knows he would have been defeated, that's why they have the deep, deep, deep that is in those fucking alien hieroglyphs. He suicide bombed so he could kill himself and Arnold's character. So Arnold didn't even technically defeat the Predator in the first fucking movie. Okay? This girl comes in with ease after the entire tribe of men who are twice her size get dispatched. And yes, I will give them credit. She didn't just do it like fucking Atomic Blonde or the Charlie's Angels bullshit. I'm talking about the most recent one. where she just mowed through him like fucking Taco Bell mows through a frat boy after a night of drinking. But it's still absurd. It is absurd. This fucker destroyed bears, ripped out fucking musket-wielding Frenchmen, just took them out. He skinned snakes. He destroyed shit. And this girl comes in and is like, fuck you, hold my beer, and wipes him out. That is absurd. She's 85 pounds soaking wet. And it's even more absurd in your storyline because a couple of scenes before, she almost dies not having the strength enough to pull herself out of a fucking quicksand mud pit. And that was to build tension and go, oh, she's not going to make it. And if she hadn't grabbed onto the fucking tree in the amount of time with her makeshift tomahawk that she made with a string, which was very clever, everybody laughed at her. I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots. You should be taking some kind of advice from that because it ended up saving her life. She barely made it out. That was a struggle for it, but she could mow through the fucking predator like that. That was absurd. Absolutely absurd. The predator would have fucked her shit up, or at the very least, we would have had a callback to the original one, because you guys keep saying this is good or better than the Arnold one, which I don't agree with. It's as good almost, but it's not better. You guys are smoking crack rock to people that are saying that, or you're just over social justice warriors that are doing it, once again, for reasons. Because it's woman, beat my chest. Shut the fuck up. I can't stand when men do it. I don't want to see you bitches do it, okay? It makes me throw up in my mouth when men beat on their chest. What the fuck do you think I want a feminine woman doing masculine bullshit beating on hers? It's obnoxious on all aisles. Cut the fucking cap. She would not have survived, or at the very least, he would have done the same thing that the next predator did and suicide bombed. Like, this is ridiculous nonsense. That's the only major pet peeve of mine in this film. Otherwise, it's actually very good. It's a 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb. I don't know what it is on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, I give a fuck about Rotten Tomatoes. They're hacks. They have been for decades now. They're fucking grot. You couldn't take Rotten Tomatoes. The last time you could take Rotten Tomatoes seriously was with the year one when they started. And that's a fucking suspect opinion. But anyway, otherwise it's not a great film, but we'll take what we can get at this point. Because like I said earlier, Predator has been in the dog. It's been a dog's dinner for quite some time. And you talk about the Shane Black one that everybody was excited about because he was in the original and he knows. Yeah, he don't know fuck all about Predator. He made Iron Man Predator. It's pathetic. So his shit was garbage. Rodriguez did okay, but it was still a... Really? This is what we're going with? Predator 2, for me, I know it's not a great film, but it's still a guilty pleasure of mine, and I still stand by Danny Glover being a badass, especially with his renegade cop shit, especially fresh off of the first two Lethal Weapon films. Yes, that film is fine, but after that, we get nothing but trash, and then we don't need to talk about the Alien vs. Predator films. Those are like Voldemort, they shall not be named. Please don't. Because you want to talk about bottom tier toilet trash. Those are it. Especially Requiem. Where they only were concerned about making an ultraviolet movie instead of telling a fucking story. Once again, doing this Halloween Kills bullshit. But the fact of the matter is the cinematography is fantastic. The acting's really good. Especially considering these guys are not known. None of these people, I mean, the girl, yeah, she was in a season or two of Roswell, New Mexico. Yeah, remember that smash hit on the CW that everybody knows about? It's like The Flash, right? No. So these are unknowns, which I respect Dan Trachtenberg doing because I like to see movies where I don't know the actor because the young people need to get their turn at bat too. These old fucks who won't give up the crown are gonna, I'm sorry, We just had a slew of celebrities, older celebrities, die recently in this last week. They're not going to last forever. That's just a fact of life. Then the facts don't care about your fucking feelings. So it's good to know that we're getting some young blood into this shitty Hollywood circuit of just old fucks who won't relinquish the crown. Old out-of-touch fucks, too. I'm talking about you, Martin. You know, I love your movies, but God, you're an out-of-touch old fuck. They're not cinema. Anyway, overall, I think I'm right there with IMDb. I would give this a solid, on a terrible day, I would give this a 7 out of 10, and I'm not pushing it. I'm in a great mood day, an 8 out of 10. It wasn't perfect by any means, and anybody saying it, and you need to stop smoking that crack rock. It's fucking with your brain. But anybody saying that it's trash and it has no redeemable qualities, you need to do the same. Stop smoking the crack rock because it's fucking with your brain, because it's a solid date night movie for your girl or your boyfriend. Like, you can just sit down, put your dick in the popcorn cup, and, you know, give them a surprise while you're watching Prey. Have a Hulu and chill night. But it's a solid movie. I don't hate it, which I thought I would when I saw the trailer. I was like, this movie's gonna be another one of these fucking feminist agenda films that serve no purpose to nobody, not even women, and it's gonna be laughable. And as I did state, yes, as we got toward the end, we beat our chest a lot, which was fucking ridiculous. It's still a good enough film. My only other issue was the title card. The title card was cringe. The way it just comes down, like, it was literally a title card. Prey was literally, the title card was literally there to tell you this is a 20th Century Studios, not Fox, because they're not 20th Century Fox anymore. It was literally there to tell you, remember, we're owned by Disney now. This is a Disney Predator film, so get ready. And it was fucking cringe, because it was obviously on the nose. Other than that, the movie was a solid, good film. You have nothing to lose. Like I said, just like Netflix, everybody has Hulu at this point. Because you just get the package and you got Disney Plus. So if you've got Hulu, there's no excuse you don't see this film. Other than your own ego. I don't want to see a girl doing shit. Well, you know, girls exist. And they existed in the Native American nation, too. Hate to break this fucking news to you, but it's a fact. There are women out in the world, gentlemen. And I say the same thing to women who are, men ain't shit. Well, you're just going to have to get used to men because they're out in the world, ladies. Get over it and get over yourselves. People need to stop fucking putting their ego over more important shit. Like, it's disgusting. It makes me hate you human beings. You're fucking grot. Let's move on to the next, where we do get into a little bit of the agenda shit. Not a planet Earth. Nope. Directed by the great modern day Stephen King himself, Jordan Peele. Which I'm getting really fucking sick of that shit, that he's the next master of horror. First of all, this isn't a horror film. I know everybody, it's not a horror film. It's a sci-fi suspense thriller. Yes, there are horror movie elements in it, but we need to stop this shit. Exactly, right here. You got it wrong for one. It says horror, mystery, sci-fi, thriller. You got 3 out of the 4 correct. It is not a horror film. I'm sick of this. I am getting fed up to death with this shit where something has horrific elements in it, so automatically it's a horror film. That's not how this works. It hasn't worked since the beginning of horror films. It's not going to work that way until horror films die, which you keep pushing this shit with Blumhouse and all the other things. The death of horror may be sooner than we think. Shit, it might die before the wrestling business. And that's saying quite a bit. But this is a good mystery sci-fi thriller. It really is, to a point. The first 2 acts are fine, and then we get into the absurdity. And once again, I'm going to give you the count off. If you haven't seen it at this time, like I said, it's going on its 4th week. You're not going to. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Once again, that is your warning shot right there for spoilers. This is spoilers. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. I cannot make it more crisp because this one we're really going to spoil. We're not going to have a fucking 20-minute dissertation about it, but this one will be far more spoiled than I just did with Prey. Trust me. So if you want to see this film, beat feet. Kick rocks. And I don't mean that mean. I mean, go see the movie, and if you want to come back, come back. But beat feet, because I don't want to hear anything about, well, you spoiled it for me. I gave you the fucking warning, fuckwit. So there you go. That was your final warning, final boarding call. This movie is not about extraterrestrials. It's not about a flying UFO. The movie, and I'm not knocking people who believe this, because this fucking, this shitty production company and this shitty studio and the trailer sold it as an extraterrestrial, invasion film. It is not that. It is a predator from another planet. That's why the rumor is, it's not a planet Earth. Someone said that they heard Jordan Peele slip on the nope, and that's what the acronym is. Not a planet Earth. It is not a planet Earth. It is a predator from another planet, but it is not an extraterrestrial being. It is a predator that eats and consumes. I mean, it is a glutton. If it's an alien, it's a fat, fucking obese, glutton alien, because that's what the whole movie is about, of it going over and just eating horses, massive amounts of people, and just eating, and then shitting out what it doesn't want. And I say that because we get the opening, pretty much the opening scene. Well, really, it's the opening scene of the monkey. Then we go to, I'm going to mess up your name, brother. I wish I could. I wish I was better at articulating names, but I'm not good at that. But one boy from Judas and the Black Messiah, he's a fantastic actor. I'm going to murder his name, but I'm going to try it. Daniel Kaluuya. His character, it opens with his character of O.J. Haywood and Keith David, who I was so excited to see until they pulled the bullshit they pulled. And I was warned that he wasn't in it very long, but God, I didn't know you were just going to tell me, like, he's in it for a grand total of 90 seconds, even if you're talking about the flashback shit. A minute and 30. That really set the tone for me getting pissed off with this movie. But it opens with O.J. Haywood and his father, Otis Haywood Sr., played by the legendary, great man, myth, legend, icon, Keith David. This is what I don't understand, and this is a huge, I know you set it up for the reason why he got killed and why this creature is here, what predator is here, and how that happened. It shits out. We get it. You still could have utilized Keith David a hell of a lot better. And as a person who does this for a living, Jordan, I don't understand how you don't get this. You're an intelligent man. I don't care whether people like your movies, myself included, or hate them. You're a highly intelligent man. You're better than this. Do better next time. That's one right there. So the movie starts off. They're a bunch of ranchers. Their major hustle. Excuse me. Let me open this up because we got a drink for this one. And it's not grot, but God, it's making sci-fi and thrillers and even horror. Is it really that hard? You guys make it like it's fucking rocket science, and it really isn't. So let's get into it. God, this is so fucking easy. The murdering psychotic chimpanzee in the film could do this. I don't know why you guys cannot. And that's another subplot that's unnecessary. But anyway, I know the metaphor. I get, you just don't get it, James Pennant. You don't get it. Yes, I do. I know what the metaphor is. It's still unnecessary. It takes you out of the fucking film. We'll get to that in a minute. The opening of the film, they're ranchers, they raise horses, and their biggest hustle, what makes them the most money, and they've been in it for decades. His son's doing it, his father's doing it, his father's father did it. Like, they're a generation of people that have stunt horses, and they work for Hollywood, and they've been in it. And that's why we get that, you know, that speech of, You know, and it was by design. We get the speech in the trailer. So this isn't a spoiler. It's in the fucking trailer. Where you know that the first moving picture was a man, image of a black man. Like, that's them going to the back to their lineage. So even though you would go, oh, there's the SJW shit. It's not really, because that's by design. It's setting the tone to tell you that this family has been in this business for generations. So they're out there doing their shit. And then all of a sudden just... like some fucking war shrapnel's coming down, and it hits his father right in the head, takes him out, because it just melts in his head into his brain, dies on impact, goes to the hospital. Well, he doesn't die on impact, because they do have a moment together, and he's trying to tell him something that will, I'm assuming, lead somewhere down the line toward the climax of the movie, which the climax of the movie is fucking anticlimactic, but anyway. Keith David's character, Otis Haywood Sr., dies. They go to the fucking hospital. He's dead. The horse, I think, Ghost, one there, because there's like three major horses. They have a bunch, but there's three major horses they want us to focus on, especially Ghost and Jean Jacket. Some fucking stupid shit. But anyway, Ghost, because I'm pretty sure the white one was Ghost. The pure white fucking scary ass fucking... one that's always scared all the time. It got shrapnel in his ass. So we cut to all this bullshit. It doesn't really matter. And we get to the point where we get into Steven Yeun's character, who I really like as an actor and as a person. His Ricky Jupe Park, his name's Jupiter, but they call him Jupe. He's a child actor. And the subplot is... he was on a show that was supposed to be a super smash hit. It would have been one of not only the greatest kids show of all time, but it probably would have been the biggest phenomenon. That, like, we're talking about Stranger Things, Game of Thrones phenomenon, you know, Seinfeld phenomenon, even, yes, Friends. Like, X-Files in its peak phenomenon. Like, it would have been one of the biggest shows of all time, but because the chimpanzee that they had, or the monkey, or whatever you want to call it, was on the set and it went fucking psycho, bashing everybody's head and murdering everybody except for him. Well, we find out that this is a traumatic incident. Obviously, it triggers him and it makes him want to be this. And it's really talking about the. And you're not gonna tell me any different. And the subplot of the monkey scene is, and what leads to this is the hubris of man, and his need to control everything. And think that he's above even an entity from another planet. Yeah, that's real fun. So Steven Yeun's character ends up... we end up finding out that he's been feeding this fucking predator. And that he feels that that's the reason why it comes to him. Because of what he went through. And they try and subtly make it sound like the monkey was... you know, it was part of that. Maybe it was sent, like, from... the, not of planet Earth. And it was like, okay, he survives as a kid because the monkey comes up to him, and as you think he's gonna murder him, he gives him the fist bump, and it becomes a joke because he's like, there's a picture in the movie where they look up and Kiki Palmer's character, who plays his sister Kaluuya, Daniel Kaluuya, OJ Haywood, the oldest boy, oldest son, they're in a room with memorabilia from the show that was defunct. People come there, they pay like $80,000 just to stay a night, like certain fanatics. He was talking about, yeah, that's the first exploding fist bump. It was a picture of him giving a fist bump. The reason why he said that is because when the monkey came up to him to give him a fist bump, the people came and blew his brains out, put him down. That was an exploding fist bump. His head exploded as they were fist bumping. Kick, 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 kick. Right? Okay. Moving on. The predator comes, ends up taking Steven Yeun and his entire audience of 45 people, sucks them up, eats them alive. And that scene actually was good because it was a terrifying scene, because the way he moved the camera work, the lighting, and the audio, where you heard the screams as they were being eaten and digested, like they, that's what I would have expected out of hearing in the Sarlacc pit when the people fell in there, more than just the Wilhelm screaming. Like, these people, you could tell they were in agony and they were dying a terrible death because they were being digested and eaten by the predator from another planet. Then we cut to some more unnecessary bullshit. We get an annoying side character who is supposed to be the comic relief, but he's really just an obnoxious fuckwit. He's the iTech guy from a place that's no longer existing. He works for Fry's, the electronic. They try and make him like a Geek Squad guy. Fry's doesn't exist anymore unless you have that one, like the one last standing Blockbuster in Alaska or whatever, but Fry's doesn't exist anymore. So this generation who this is mostly marketed to is supposed to get that reference. A lot of these, Jordan, a lot of the people that's in your demographic that are going to see this film, they weren't even born when Fry's was around, dude. Like, you can't give out references to people that don't get it, except for a handful of old farts like me who were there, grew up with this shit. Like, that's like saying, I'm gonna go down to Tower Records and buy a record, bro. Like, shut the fuck up. The people, especially in a digital age where everybody downloads their shit, like, we got Spotify and Tidal, and you're gonna throw in a reference, hey man, I'll meet you at Tower Records. It's like this, and by the way, that would be okay if this film, like Captain Marvel, took place in the fucking 90s. It takes place in the modern era. That's why they're having such a struggle, and his son is having a hard time keeping up payments and everything, because no one cares about that kind of entertainment anymore, especially when they have their fucking head buried in the internet. So you've acknowledged that this takes place in the modern era with modern technology. That's just a small nitpick, I know, but God, like, what's next? You're going to give a Calgon, take me away reference? Like, none of these fucking kids are going to get that. So we get this obnoxious side character who is literally the Geek Squad guy. We had Barbie Ferreira from Euphoria fame, you know, Kitty Cat from the OnlyFans thought on Euphoria. The bigger one, I like to get a few swings into her because she's still hot for a thicker girl. But anyway, that's a discussion for another day. She was in there for like a cup of coffee, if you're lucky. It was useless to even have her in there. She was there for the Jordan Peele bag. So good on you, girl. Make that paper. That way you won't have to truly be an OnlyFans thought. Anyway, we get his annoying ass. They set up a plot. There's a cinematographer who's this old rundown cinematographer. He's actually the main bad guy from Brandon Lee's The Crow. I can't remember the actual name of him, but Michael Wincott. He is... Make sure I'm... Yeah, Michael Wincott, who is a legendary character actor. But like I said, most of y'all, that if you recognize him, he's much older, much more raspy in voice because he's smoked a bunch of cigars and cigarettes and he's just been fed up with life because of the booze and the smoking and fuck this generation. But yeah, he was Top Dollar, the main villain in the original Crow with Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee's last film. He's the cinematographer. He's trying to get this metaphorical, perfect shot. And he needs to get it. And then the predator comes. And they end up, without getting into the whole fucking movie, because I know I'm going all over the place, but I really don't want to have to go into this whole fucking movie, because it's just, go see the damn thing if you really need to know the whole short and curlies. But they devise a plan to lure out the fucking thing so they can get the shot, the Oprah shot, they keep saying, which that got annoying real quick. The Oprah shot, that'll make them famous, it'll be able, and really the end game would have been, best case scenario, they become the richest they possibly can. He doesn't have to sell the ranch, he can keep his father's legacy, who died at the beginning, and that generation of legacy, and they can go on and be ultra famous for the guys that caught the predator that ate the people in the small town. So they have, and that's the other thing. So I'm leaving that out, and this is important for this part, to where we can wrap this up and I can give my grade on this. The predator, when it goes around, it can take out it's like an EMP bomb. So it's not only just a predator, it's an organic EMP bomb, because it can go around and take out any electronic that's in, if it's in the vicinity, I don't give a fuck. You got a smartphone. You can have iPhone 29 from another galaxy. The phone's going out. It doesn't matter if your battery's full or not. It's going out because it can take out everything technological, all the electronics, all of it. So naturally, they can't use digital cameras. They can't use the regular shit, the new shit. So, of course, the cinematographer, top dollar, okay, he's an old fucking, he likes pure film. And that's one thing I do like about this film. A lot of people didn't get it, including Angry Joe, who I love. But dude, you're a film buff too. You like film. You do it for a living. You've had to learn it and you didn't get the references. Because he made a comment and he ran out and made this gibberish statement. He did make a gibberish statement, but if you paid attention to it, it was a film reference to film nuts. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about people that actually film and use reels and 8mm and are obsessed with cinematography. Jordan Peele really got out that cinematography. Like, it was literally like looking at a Cinematographer Weekly, that old magazine. I don't even know if that's still around anymore. But it was literally a cinematographer's wet dream. If you love film and shots and placements, you're going to love this. And I enjoyed it because I liked it. I like to learn about that shit. So he had a hand crank fucking camera, so you couldn't take it out because you had to do it. They even had the box where you can't have any light and you have to fit. I've done that. That is so exceptionally hard. It is very hard to do it properly and not fuck up the film because you cannot have sunlight hit it directly or it will damage and completely destroy the film. So you have to put it in a film tent where you have to move around like you're disarming a bomb and putting it back together. And that part was cool, the movie, because it built the tension as the fucking predator from another planet was coming and coming. And they're like, he's like, come on, kid, we got to get this shot. They got this shot. And this is where I don't understand why Angry Joe, someone like him, didn't get it. Because it's very simple. He said, it's magic time. I need to run out there and get that shot. And then he made the what throws him off and where I could understand Angry Joe is, he says this shit about, we don't deserve to have this war. Once again, Jordan Peele talking about the hubris of man and how we don't deserve this because this is something that's a once in a lifetime thing. But the reason why he ran out there to do what he did to get, because he's like angry, they already got the shot. I don't understand. He said it, the magic hour. There's a thing called magic hour where if you shoot something in that certain point of time where the sun is going down, this is well known to anybody with a basic fundamental knowledge of cinematography. So Joe, you should have known this. When the sun goes down, there's a certain point that hits the fucking camera and you get a perfect, beautiful shot that surpasses any shot. And it's very rare to get because you have to hit it right at the magic hour. That's why he said it. It's not hard. This isn't rocket science, once again. So, Joe, I don't understand why you couldn't have figured that out. Anyway, he ran out there, he went to get the shot, and of course, he got eaten by the gluttonous predator from another planet. Then Keke Palmer, his brother, decides after all this shit's happening, it's not gonna stop, so he's gonna sacrifice himself so that his sister, because she was an obnoxious little bitch starting out, like you wanted to see Ronda Rousey cave her fucking skull in, or Chris Cyborg just punch her nose into her fucking brain, because in the beginning she's fucking obnoxious, and I know that's by design. Because you actually do fall in love with her by the end of the movie. And you're like, and even he does. Because their relationship is extremely strained. You can tell they hate each other. But by the end of the movie, they develop a bond so much with this predator from another planet. I hate saying it because it is an alien. But at the end of the day, it's not an ET. It's not a UFO. And they made it look like it. But this thing can change. It's not a UFO because it can change. And it turns into a fucking... I remember my boy Mike pointed it out, and I did notice that. It turns into a fucking battleship at one point. Like, it turns into a design of a battleship. It can shape-shift. It's a shapeshifter as well. So it can ship shapes, do whatever it wants to in order to make the best effort of getting to its prey and eating it and killing it. Because that's all it's about. It's like the fat man who won't stay out of the buffet. You better... get on board with him or get out of the way, because if you don't, he's going to eat you too. When the fat fuck wants to eat the food at the buffet, either get out of the way or get squished. And this is what this predator is from another planet. Because it just wants to consume and wipe out everything that's in its path and just consume and consume. Kind of like how humans are on planet Earth, huh? We just consume and consume and get fatter and fatter and dumber and dumber. And that's what this thing did. So I will give Jordan that credit. It adopted our mentality when it came here. But his M. Night Shyamalan twist, which was fucking stupid, was Haywood is going to sacrifice himself. And this is why I say, if you haven't seen it, you should have beat feet, but it's too late now. You're here. Haywood goes up to sacrifice himself, but Kiki's like, fuck that shit. She's not going to let the guy she just got a relationship with as a brother die. She's like, fuck you. Her plan is to lure the fucking thing with the well camera. There's a camera well at the old saloon because it's an old west fucking themed town for whatever reason. I guess small towns love their wild, wild west shit, especially in those dirt road areas that you can go off to L.A. and Reseda and all that other bullshit. But she uses the well to lure the shit in, and I'm not kidding. The way they say, the way, because his brother gets sucked up. You think his brother's dead, all the, and you're like, oh, her brother's dead. And she's like, oh, she even thinks her brother's dead. And people are still debating this. Like, he did die. No, he didn't. The final frame is him on the fucking horse, which is Ghost or Jean Jacket. I don't know which one, because it was so all over the place by the end of the final act. You're like, okay, what horse is he riding? Is that Ghost or is that Jean Jacket? It's such a mess by the end of the movie, which is why I can't give it a masterpiece like that idiot meth head Bobby Lee did. But it's so over the place that the final frame, I don't understand how people can debate if he's lived, because the final frame is literally of him on fucking Ghost or Jean Jacket waving to his sister after the alien has been destroyed. You know how they destroy the alien? Indigestion. Kiki Palmer gets the idea to send a sheriff-style hot air, it's a balloon, a giant balloon, up. And it's a nice shot where they go into the clouds and the predator goes after it. And of course, it sucks it up. And then the helium inside goes boom! And it explodes the predator from another planet because he got bad indigestion and just exploded and died. I'm not making this up, folks. You can't write this shit. Well, apparently you can, just very terribly, but this is the end. This is the end. My only friend, the end. That is the end. That is the end of the movie, and it's literally where we end the debate. He is alive. He's standing there giving the thumbs up to his sister. Some other shit happens, happily ever after, movie over. That's Jordan Peele's Nope in a nutshell. Sound like fun, guys? Maybe you should go rush out and see it. I'd recommend it. I recommend it. I give it a solid 6 out of 10. And you're getting that, Jordan, because the first two acts were fantastic. I had me on the edge of my seat. The jokes that were in there were perfect. They weren't too over the top. They weren't too cringe. They were in the right places. They weren't in inappropriate places. You started to really like Kiki Palmer's character. First you hate her because she's such an obnoxious little bitch. And then you start to fall in love with her. And then we get to the third and final act. Act 3 and then the final act. And it just goes off the rails like Heath Ledger's Joker. It just goes off the fucking rails. Like a runaway train ran by a meth head addicted conductor. Like, it is insane how off the rails the movie goes just to have the alien die, the predator, whatever you want to call it, die from glorified fucking indigestion. That is insane. 6 out of 10. And you know what? That's where I'll end it. Because I can't do the review on Resident Evil. It sucked. It is a fuck you out of 10. -8 out of 10. It is a terrible, grot-filled series. And it's worse than Batwoman. Ruby Rose's incarnation or Javisa Leslie's? You pick. It's worse than Supergirl. The last seasons of Supergirl. It's worse than the last seasons of Arrow. It is horrid. And it should be shot out of a... It should be put in a rocket ship and shot to the sun. Never to be seen again. But we're getting a season two, so... Hooray for that. I'm gonna do one more episode, but it'll probably be somewhere down the line because... Right now, I'm running out of time and I gotta go do something. So we'll do the Halloween talk in the next episode. Which I'll probably record tomorrow. Put it out there. And then the final episode will literally be reviewing Halloween Ends. Because I'm telling you, we'll discuss it in the next episode. But I got to get going. Because I got to close out my bank account and do some other things. So I can get ready to move to North Carolina. As the Dapper Yapper would say. So until then, I love you guys. Thank you for sticking with me. We'll have a more coherent episode next time. And it'll be a longer one because when I get into the rant about Halloween, I'm going to get into it. Plus I want to look up some other things because we got a Friday the 13th update we really need to talk about. So there will be another episode because this is actually exciting news. And I don't usually get excited about Friday the 13th anymore. Seeing as like the Halloween films, we've had 85 of them. Like how many more times can you have a man in a mask murder people? So you want to do that, you can just go to South Central in LA or go to the middle of Fresno. During 104 degree weather in the summertime. So, but we got to make another one. But there is some exciting news. So we'll talk about it in the next episode. Till then, love you guys. Suck some good dick. Eat some good pussy. Peace. I'm out of here.